But you know, like I think that's a major problem, because after the Civil War, Lincoln was shot right away. Now, Lincoln did a lot of things that maybe the South didn't agree with, but one thing is that he believed that the Southern leaders should be left in leadership. Now, when he was killed, other men with other ideas took over, and they said, don't let the Southerners...
Thaddeus Stevens and the rest of them,
right,
took over back.
And they said, you know, anyone who was in the Confederacy can't be in the new government. Well, every brilliant Southerner was in the Confederacy, so the North really did a bad thing to the South by not letting those people help.
Well, why are they still doing it 100 years later?
How?
Sit down here and read the newspaper, and it'll be here in a minute or two. Read it. They're still whipping us every day, trying their best to. Anyway, from Ralph McGill. Do you ever read Ralph McGill?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. You saw who preached his funeral yesterday, didn't you? Reverend Samuel Williams.
He's
a good old colored brother.
And he had a Negro church.
Negro church.
No, they didn't have it at a Negro church.
They certainly did.
They had it at a church across the street from me. I know which church it was. It's a
white
church.
Ebenezer?
It wasn't at the Ebenezer. It was at the All Saints Episcopal Church.
Well,
that he was buried out of the All Saints Episcopal, because it's right across from where we live. They may have said a prayer for him in that church, but I know for sure he was buried out of the All Saints Episcopal Church.
I haven't any idea where it is. What you doing, Sam?
Is that Judy's father? Well, I'm gonna thank you very much. Let's get back to your stores a little bit. Yeah. Stuff about Mr. McGill that you said, you know, about him. You didn't like his political writings?
Huh?
Ralph McGill, when he was a sports editor?
That's right.
That's what he did his first job, wasn't it?
That's right. And he was, I reckon, I would say one of the best, and he had the best use of words. And
nobody answers it less.
Okay.
And I'll
go down to the store, you know.
He could describe anything about as good as what I've ever seen in my life. But after he'd been there about 10...
You want me to call him?
No, I'll just drive down there. It's right next to the post office, mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. That's okay.
About 10 years, they had two or three vacancies, and they made him, assistant something, I forgot now. But he was the publisher now. Of course, Jack Talbot was the head knocker. Jack and I went to school together.
Oh, is he from down here?
He's from Dublin. His daddy, mother, used to run UW Hotel in there. But, you know, went to school together. But